Russia, Poland, where the name of the city is P-L-O-C-K.
P-O-L-C-K?
P-L-O-C-K.
P-L-O-C-K. Plot.
Yeah,
I see. In Russia.
In Poland. Russia, Poland.
You mean it was Russia
in the heart of Poland. It was 14 miles from Warsaw. Russia has a chance to talk and everybody listens.
I see.
They're taking, you know, Russia, Prussia, Poland, Germany, see. Everything.
Was that a little farm or village or
no,
a
no,
city?
No, it was the name of the state. It was Plotsk.
Oh, Plotsk was a state.
Nice town. Nice towns around it that belonged, just like Warsaw. Warsaw is a state.
Where did you live?
In Plotsk.
Plotsk, that's the
state. That's the name of the state.
You mean like
it's a city. It's
that's
a
city.
It's a city.
And what type of house did you live in? Did you live in a house or an apartment, or where did you?
I would call it an apartment.
An apartment.
It was very, very small.
Uh-huh.
And you were 7, and my parents 9.
Seven children.
In 2 rooms.
In 2 rooms.
In 2 rooms on
really?
The fourth floor. That's the city for you, you know.
Yeah.
It was like tenements. On both sides, you know, it was like a large courtyard. It was larger than Barnsdale Street.
Mm-hmm.
It joined two streets, one street into the other. It was a courtyard.
Mm-hmm.
And there were 50 families in the in 2 rooms. 3 rooms was the most that they had there.
When you say 2 to 3 rooms, do you mean including just 1 bedroom? Is that what you mean? And
yeah,
kitchen?
No bathroom or anything like
really?
That. A privy outside, down in the yard, you know, courtyard.
Really?
There was city water, but we had to go down the yard and we paid a potato, you know, like a cent here, for a bucket.
For a bucket of water?
And
you mean
there
no water?
There was a well and there was a pump. That we use the water for different things, you know, for household chores, you know, for to clean or to wash dishes or things like that.
Well, what about your drinking water? Then?
That was the city water.
That
we would pay
a cent,
a bucket.
I see. And then what did you do? You had no water at all in the apartment?
No.
Uh-huh.
No water. No bath.
And what did you do for bathing then? How'd you manage this? You sat in one
and it was clean.
Yes.
Oh, when I got to Pittsburgh in 1912. Oof. And my sister would look at me, she says, "You didn't wash your nose," and I didn't know what she was talking about. And then I looked in the mirror, it was like a chimney.
No, that was Pittsburgh in those days. Now, how many brothers and sisters did you have?
I had 3 brothers and 3 sisters.
And how were they? Older, who was the oldest in the house?
My sister was the oldest. She was 20 years old when I was born. My mother didn't have any clothes, no.
Really?
4 and 5 years of difference.
Is that right?
Okay. She just, she didn't do anything about it, I'm sure.
I see. 2 brothers and 3 sisters. How long did you live in this place?
Well, I left Plus when I was 17.
You lived there all the time then. And then, all right. How many families, you say 50 families?
They had 7 and 9 kids. There was a tinner, and he had 7 boys and 2 girls. He had 9 children, and he lived in 2 rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And he had his tin shop. He had the kitchen, the tin shop, and the boys used to sleep in that long room. And in the bedroom,
they
there
had
was an extra.
Or they just had mattresses?
They had a sleep bunk, they called it. And they would put them in the width instead of the lamp. They could open up.
Was this predominantly a Jewish area that you lived in?
Yes. The only one that was a Gentile was our janitor. He came to wish us a happy new year on the special because I was pretty young then. My father listened that next year he shouldn't have to be a janitor. He got scared. He says, what else would I be? He had one room. I don't know how many kids. He had quite a few kids and a pig and chickens and everything in one room.
Did you work at that time, or were you going to school? What kind of work?
I was a hair worker. I used to make shavers for the year.
Oh, weird.
For the religious women, they used to make shavers. And when I came here, my sister didn't want me in a beauty parlor, so she thought, you know, I'll get spoiled too quick. I was very unspoiled when I first got here, so I worked in the Eric building, never. For men only, copays and wigs.
Now this here, you mean, or you're used to buying
here,
your
the first
hair? Oh, I see. I'll come to that if you may just hold that. you work for wigs. Where'd you get your training? What kind of training did you have for this?
My aunt was a Scheitelmacher, and my sister, the oldest one, learned from her. The younger one learned from her. We were three sisters, all hair workers. There wasn't anything in the hairline that I couldn't do. I could close my eyes and still work it.
But you don't do it now, because now it's
really no. I've been married for 45 years.
What did your father do?
This and that and the other thing, you know, buying, selling, you know.
Some odd jobs.
He worked hard, yes. He worked hard, but he wasn't a rich man.
Mm-hmm. What languages were spoken in your home?
Yiddish. Yiddish, Polish. My father spoke several languages fluently.
Yeah.
You see, in German, there's three ways. I don't know how. He is the same with the English, even. You know,
yeah.
Some of the English. Well, he even spoke Buckeye. And Russian, there's three. There's Little Russia, and there's White Russia.
Yeah.
And it's
the
different.
Come from.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he spoke all these.
What kind of schooling did you have?
Very little in a private school. A year and a half was my schooling.
How old were you then?
I was 11, and I wrote my sister that I started to work, and she didn't want that at all. She wanted to take me over when I was 9, my older sister. But my mother didn't let go.
Were you the youngest?
There. Yes, I was the youngest in the family.
Youngest child.
I'll show you the family picture.
Oh, I
have a family picture.
1.5 years. Now, what kind of schooling was that then?
Four languages.
Just to teach you languages?
No. It was supposed to be everything, but I had very little arithmetic. And when I came here in August, the 24th of August, I arrived in Pittsburgh. In September, my sister took me to school, you know, evening school. She gave me a choice. The parents, after they raised 7 children, were left in Poland there. And they were getting older, you know, they were up in years. So my sister says, you want to go to school and get a good education, or would you rather have our parents come sooner? I said, I'd rather have our parents come sooner. Because even the neighbors, I heard them whispering, you know, how can you let a young girl go by herself so far? So I said, all right, I'll go to evening school. I was so anxious to learn that in 3 semesters in evening school, 3 times a week, I made the grammar school, and I was transferred to Fifth Avenue High. I learned good and fast. I was very anxious to learn. But I was embarrassed. You see, it was all foreign people, a special class for evening school, just for the English, most of them.
Yeah.
Most of them went for English. Because one of them opened a drugstore in no time in Center Avenue. He had a drugstore there. And they just came all over there just a few months in their grammar school to get a hang of it, and then they went to high school for the rest of it. And when it came to arithmetic, I was very good. I remembered things, you know, and I was learning very fast and very good. But it came to problems. I didn't know my table, I was embarrassed. How about 10 problems to make? Long division, little decimals, you know, fractions. I'd make 2 and I was embarrassed. And the teacher, she was very good.
And she says to me,
"You're exceptional." She says, "What's wrong?" So I told her, I says, "I don't know, my table's here. I didn't have arithmetic. I didn't have geography,
I didn't have
arithmetic. But I had German and I had Russian and I had Polish and I had Yiddish. I had a little bit of everything and not much of anything.
You mean school, you
in
mean.
School in Europe.
How many children did they have at this school? What kind of school was this?
It was a private school.
You paid for it.
Yes. Yes, my sister sent 100 rubles. That was a lot of money.
But she married your sister.
Yes.
What kind of a synagogue did you have in Europe?
We had several. It was a city, you know, it was a big shul, beautiful synagogue, and there was a besmedrish. And then a besmedrish, they had in Washington Street, on the hill there.
Oh,
they had
no, I'm talking about
Hagudel.
Now I'm talking about in Europe.
In Europe, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I see what you mean.
There's a beautiful synagogue.
Was this a Russian synagogue or a Polish?
It was a Jewish synagogue.
This is a very large one, the one that your family went to. Is this a large synagogue?
Yes. Well, they'd go to the besmedrish. And then there was Hasidim, and they had separate, they called it a shtibel.
Yeah, you were not Hasidic. I mean, you didn't go to this one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They were very Orthodox, very religious minded.
Was this Orthodox, this one that you went to? Was this the man and the women were separate?
In Europe, they didn't know
everything
about the form.
Was,
in those years, they didn't know. I don't know how it was here, but there they didn't have reform.
The men and the women
or
were
conservative.
Mm-hmm. All they had was
separate.
Just Orthodox.
The women were up in the balcony.
Mm-hmm. The very elaborate kind
and
of
we
a synagogue.
Had public school, but my sister, and I listened to her because I didn't know any better. I could have gone to public school, get grammar school education.
It was available to you, was it?
Yes. But you have to wear a uniform.
Oh, I see.
And you have to pay for your books, and you have to pay for this, and you have to pay for that.
I see.
For pencils, and for paper, and for everything. And when you're poor.
Yeah.
The uniform amounted to quite a big
and
deal.
Very expensive, yes. I understand that.
And we had a high school. But university was in Warsaw. That was just 14 miles from Warsaw. It was in the heart of Poland, but it was under Russian government. We had Russian money and Russian public schools, and everything was Russian. If the Polish people wanted to educate their children in their own language, they had private schools for them. Polish school. Now Russia comes, the big Macher steps in and puts his boot down. And everybody, the whole world is silent. Isn't that something? The whole world is silent again. They know who's right.
Oh, yeah.
Look with that trial. If it isn't a circus, but that's their hand.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
All that money?
Yeah, and what were your relations with the non-Jewish people in your community?
At home?
Yeah.
Don't talk about it.
There weren't,
No.
Was there much anti-Semitism, you mean? No.
There's things that happen that it just sears your soul, you know.
Oh, really?
I don't know how old I was, but something happened. You know, they were organizing the socialist, the youth were getting socialized. There was no limit of working. There was no working hours. There was no pay. There was nothing. They started to organize, and I don't know what it came about, but 8 police on the corners, each one in their, he was shot. They were killed, 8 of them. After that, it got very strict, and nobody was allowed out in the streets.
Well, this is just the Jews,
and the Cossacks, No. And the Cossacks, you know, nobody was allowed on the street because they couldn't get who did what. And it made them very angry, and they had martial law. And there was a baker, and he had 5 children, a young man. And you know, bakers work at night. Must have been about 4 o'clock in the morning. Then he was about 4 houses away from where he worked. He was going home. The Cossacks went up on the walk And with the nagaikas, you know, with those whips,
yeah.
whipped them to death and trampled them.
Mm.
A father, a young man, a father of five children.
But this wasn't directed
and
to
I
the Jews.
And I heard that
so.
Scream, you know, I still can hear it. I don't know how old I was, but I wasn't very old.
Well, this isn't just non-Jewish people then. This isn't just the Jews that were persecuted. This is...
The Jews.
Was
the
it just
Polish
the Jews?
Have so much hate that they okay. once thought up a thing that the Jewish people used blood, their blood, the Christian blood, for the matzah.
You mean that was a story that was passed around in me?
Yeah. And a Jewish man was accused of killing a Christian child so that he'll have blood for his matzah.
Belong to or attend any political organizations that U.S. is still in Europe? Did you belong to
no.
any political organizations at all? Or did your father or your parents at all belong to anything? Your brothers?
My brothers, yes.
Uh-huh.
My brothers, there.
What did your brothers belong to? It was a socialist or labor
some
union?
Some kind
or
of
Zionist?
Labor Verband that the youngest one belonged. And I think the two older ones were socialists. They belonged to a socialist party.
The two younger ones?
The two older ones. The younger one was
the two older ones.
Labor Verband. They have it here too, you know, in Forbstedt they have a Labor Verband.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, the history drew it.
What was the relationship of the government of your country to the Jews? Well, it wasn't good then.
No, or the Polish people.
I mean, were they actually persecuting the Jews? Did you have to stay within your certain area or things like this? Confined to your own areas. What did you think of America at this time? You know, did you have any idea about the United States? What was your feeling about it?
It was a dream, you know. I was 14. I wrote to my sister, what does she think would my future be if I stay on much longer in Poland?
You have a sister?
I couldn't see. I had three sisters here.
Well, your three sisters already
come
here.
In 6 years, the six of them came over.
I see.
1 cent for the other one. In 6 years. But I could not travel by myself. I wasn't old enough.
I see.
I had a chance when I was 9 years old. But after that chance was gone, I had to wait. And you had to be at least 18 to travel by yourself.
Oh, did you?
So my sister kept on writing me, you're 18 and you're 18 and you're 18, and when you don't know how to lie, and
yeah.
when you're asked point blank, I came to Ellis Island, they asked me when I was 18, and I flushed, and I said, I'm just 18 now. So they weighed me and they measured me and they asked me again when I was 18, and I said, I'm just 18 now. And I was flushed and I was scared.
But your only thing about...
And not only did I come by myself, I had a four-year-old child with me. An aunt of mine died in childbirth, and she left six children.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister didn't have any children, and she wanted that one that was 4 years old. She wanted to raise her. But she wrote the truth that that was a cousin of hers, that she's bringing over and she'll take care of her. And she'll take care of me. You see, I had to go to school.
Well,
that was the agreement. They came to find out whether I went to school or not.
Why did you leave the country? Did you leave because your sisters were here or were things too bad?
Because there was nothing there. I couldn't see no future for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I worked 4 years in Europe, in Poland, before I left. I came here, I had a trade. I was a hair worker. But I worked in the Eric building because my sister didn't want me with the manicurists and with the other shiksis. There was no Jewish people. And in 1925, we moved off from the hill.
Wait. Well, tell me why you came to the United States.
I came because my family was here and I thought I'll have here a better future than I would have in Poland.
Mm-hmm, that's the same question, really. Did you have a definite destination when you came, you know, to the United States? Where were you coming to, Pittsburgh or New York, or where were you
I
coming to?
I came to Pittsburgh to my family, my sister.
They were all here.
My sister was here, I had one brother lived in Charleroi and one in Roscoe. I think one was in Canada at that time when I came here. Yes, he was in Canada. The youngest one was in Canada.
How did your family all get over here? Who did one person come first? I mean, how did
they
all start coming?
Well, my oldest brother started out. He was sworn in the Russian army, and he came home and he cried. He says, how can I serve a country where my own house is not secure?
Mm-hmm.
My own home is not secure. So he had 10 rubles and he went to Germany. And that wasn't easy, because as soon as you come in Germany, in the station there, they'd ask you, where are you? Where are you going, and how long are you going to stay?
And from Germany,
so an aunt of mine, my mother's sister, sent for him, and he done the rest. And in 6 years, the six of them were here.
Within 6 years?
Mm-hmm. And I had to wait. So when I was 17, I received a ticket, and I came with a four-year-old child. Her mother died in childbirth, and it was my mother's sister. And that's why I traveled so long as I did.
You came with a four-year-old child. You didn't come with a group or anything, did
no, no,
you? Just
no.
came traveled all by
she
yourself.
She came.
You traveled by
with
yourself.
With my protection, yes. I
just
took care
you
of
and
her.
This little girl came.
Yes. The oldest one was supposed to go, but the father had a change of heart, and he wouldn't let her go. I just took her. They were all killed in one house in Warsaw. They were burned alive, I believe.
You mean her family?
Yeah.
You mean
she has one brother. He lives in Israel. Him we could not get.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was in his own country, you see. And when we started to take him after the war, you know, after we started to take him over, they told us here that he'll be an old man by the time he's ready to come here.
Really?
The quota was so great. They told me, plain talk, he is not displaced person, he is not in a concentration camp, he is in his own country. But when he came back, he escaped and he was in Russia, in a labor camp. That's why he's the only one left.
I mean, the rest of the family were killed, but he was in labor camp at that time.
No. He escaped, he went to Russia.
I see.
And in Russia, he was in a tank factory.
How did you travel to come here? You went from your town?
I went to an uncle of mine that lived near the German border, you know. And he took me across the border and put me on a train to Belgium.
How'd you get to your uncle?
Horse and buggy.
Mm-hmm.
It might take a 2 hours or 3 hour ride at the most. I rode a whole day and a whole night to get there. But from there, I went by train to Germany. As soon as I crossed the border, I was not exactly in Germany yet. They call that Prussia, Preussen. So from Danzig, I went to Belgium by train. And in Belgium, they kept me there because I kept on saying it's my sister's child. Mm-hmm. And it didn't match with what the tickets were.
Oh, I see.
So two ships left, and I was still in Belgium, in Antwerp. I came with the Red Star Line.
The Red Star Line.
Mm-hmm. With a new ship. It was a new ship that time. Oh, people paid a lot more money. Because in those days, to travel 9 days on the ocean was something.
Yes, that took you 9 days.
9 days. But we came in on Sunday, so we were circling around Ellis Island till Monday morning. But we could have come in Sunday.
Would you travel first class or tourist?
No,
or
third class.
Third class.
Third class.
Who met you when you
My
came?
My sister.
My sister met. Was this in New York she met you?
No. The ticket was to the B&O to come to Pittsburgh.
Oh, really?
When she had to send bonds and everything else and affidavits that she's going to be responsible for me, they kept me there. They were going to send me back. because you can't come in this country with a lie. That was a lie, you see. No, I said it was my sister's child. I thought if I say it's my sister's child, it'll be better. But it wasn't.
Uh-huh. How'd they finally let you in
then? The lawyer from that organization, Hyas, in New York, they have an organization, they have lawyers that they go in, and sometimes people go back before they even know why they're going back.
I see.
And he says, now listen, he says, can you talk to me and tell me what is the trouble here? He says, something is not coinciding with the... Whose child is that? So when I told him, he says, you see, they were going to send you back. He says, why did you say it's your sister's when it's your cousin? But I was a scared rabbit. The minute I felt big, you know. My sister says, since you're so grown up, she says, how about taking the children? And Sarah's children. She wanted the oldest and this one.
Well, now, when you got to New York, how did you get from New York to Pittsburgh?
They put me on a train after
they
were through with me. It's arranged, you know, right from Ellis Island.
Oh, I see.
The train leaves there to be in
From Ellis Island.
And they even give you food along on the road.
Things have
It used to take about 13 hours, 14 hours to come from New York years ago.
To Pittsburgh.
It was a long ride.
What first impressed you when you came to the United States? The lady.
The B&O train.
B&O
train. I thought I was traveling first class. I went in Germany there. They had benches, you know, wooden benches, and it wasn't comfortable at all. Here it was plush seats.
Yeah.
I thought I was traveling first class, and I couldn't imagine why my sister telegraphed money for me. In a bond, and a $3,000 bond, and affidavits, and saying that she'll take care and we'll go to school and everything is going to be fine. So she says, would you please send her by Pennsylvania train? And they said, she is an immigrant and she goes with the immigrants.
I see.
But when I go in, that's the first thing that impressed me. I went out and I got in that train, plush seats, real comfortable, real nice. I liked it right away.
You mean United States?
I adapted myself very quickly.
What first impressed you when you arrived in Pittsburgh?
Well, it was a very warm reception for my family, my sisters and my brothers. They
what
were
time
very
of year
nice
was that?
To me. They had open house the next day, and people came that I did not know him in our city. There was one, he was a very well-to-do man. I don't know if he went bankruptcy there. He was a businessman, and his parents were very wealthy. They had a lumber yard, a large lumber yard.
Did you have... Was there anything else that impressed you, you know, about Pittsburgh when you arrived here outside of, you know, the family greeting? You didn't like it here?
Oh, when I walked up those hills, I was gasping for breath, and it was so dirty. And the humidity, I couldn't breathe.
It was just in the summertime.
It was so, the 24th of August I arrived. And even September was very hot, and the holidays came very early, and I was shocked. My family, they were not religious at all. They just make fun of it. Oh, is this good for them, they said, you know.
Oh, yeah, so it used to be. I remember that when my cousins came. Do you remember your first day in Pittsburgh, what it was like? Well, that was the family meeting you then.
The first day was Saturday, and I came in about noontime. My sister took me down Fifth Avenue. There was a Neiman store there. And she rigged me out from head to toe. Then she had a bathroom in Crawford Street, but it was down in the basement, and she didn't use it herself. She didn't like it. So she took me up to an aunt of mine, my mother's sister. She lived on Bedford Avenue, corner of Bedford and, what is it? I don't remember. DeVilliers Street? No. I think it was the Villiers Street. It was right around the corner on Bedford Avenue there, near the reservoir.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyhow, there I had my bath. My second bath? Yeah. I think I had an Ellis Island I had a bath.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, my, an Ellis Island. Oh, the trash and the all
oh,
kinds
nice.
Of people, and some of them go back. And I was held there for 3 weeks.
Really?
I was 3 weeks in Antwerp. I was 3 weeks in Ellis Island. I almost went back. If not for that highest man, that lawyer, they would have sent me back.
You were in Antwerp that time, too, because of child, wasn't
it? Yes. They didn't let me on the ship. And finally, they let me. And I thought, well, let them finish it here.
Was there anything about life in the United States that disappointed you during the first 5 years that you were here? Nothing?
No. I found it much better. I was lonely for a while, you know, a 17-year-old, and they were all so much older and married.
Mm-hmm.
Even I have a sister four years older than me. She was married. She was just married. And we did not grow up together, you see.
Yeah.
By the time I grew up, I was by myself.
Well, you were lonely, but you were much happier here than
you
were there.
Yes.
Did you find that during your first 5 years that you felt unjustly treated because you were an immigrant?
No.
No problems about that.
No. I went to school.